as cars.
The White House, Pentagon, and FBI have all said while they don't know what they are, we shouldn't be alarmed. But CBS's Sam Vinograd, who used to run counter-drone policy at DHS, says people are concerned.
Panic among the public, from my perspective, does impose a public safety threat.
The 125th Army-Navy game is this afternoon. President-elect Donald Trump will be in attendance, and in the box with him, Elon Musk and other business and political leaders, including his choice for defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. More from correspondent Nicole Killian.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance invited Daniel Penny, who a New York jury acquitted this week in the death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, on a New York City subway train. Vance defended Penny in a post on X. I'm grateful he accepted my invitation and hope he's able to have fun and appreciate how much his fellow citizens admire his courage.
As for the game, it dates back to 1892. It's been played every year since 1930. Last year, Army won, but Navy leads the series. Kickoff's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch the game on CBS. Overseas now, South Korea's prime minister is vowing to ensure stable governance as he takes on the role of acting president. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
Lawmakers voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol with the required majority after the ruling party had boycotted last weekend's motion. Yoon's now the second consecutive conservative South Korean president to be impeached, as the Constitutional Court will decide his future while the prime minister takes over as acting president.
Who will win the Heisman Trophy today?
The frontrunner is two-way star Travis Hunter.
Intercepted! Wow! Travis Hunter!
Colorado's double threat at cornerback and receiver. There's the explosive Boise State running back, Ashton Jeanty.
Jeanty into the clear blue!
And two quarterbacks.
Gabriel rolls, throws.
Dylan Gabriel, who leads number one ranked Oregon.
Ward somehow kept his balance.
And the elusive Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
You got some shopping to do. Today is the 16th annual free shipping day, so you should take advantage of that. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Looking for an upgrade to first class? Good luck.
For many travelers, being a high-tiered mileage person used to mean you could easily score a complimentary upgrade on your flight if space was available. And for many airlines, that space was available. Back in 2011, Delta only sold about 14% of its first class seats. The rest were upgrades. Not anymore. The airline is now selling a whopping 88% of its first class seats. And those complimentary upgrades are quickly becoming a thing of the past. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
Chocolate a day could keep the doctor away. Researchers from Harvard looked at the healthy impacts of eating the sweet stuff. And while not all was created equal, dark chocolate can help stave off type 2 diabetes. They found people who ate at least 5 ounces of it a week dropped their risk by 21%. The researchers say even though dark and milk chocolates have similar calories and fat, the rich polyphenols in dark chocolate might offset the effects of weight gain and diabetes. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rainy and breezy today. Highs near 40 degrees. For tonight, rainy and breezy with a low around 37. Chance of rain in the morning Sunday, highs near 45. And another chance of rain late Sunday night into Monday. Low 39, high near 49 on Monday.
It's 30 at our studios.
WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, since she put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine.
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the coroner's wing. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
She's my dad.
she had tear the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Bye.
to a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher liked to call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
We'll be right back.
too low. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. By the way, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded. Oh, yeah. So crowded. There's too many ahead of me. They all try to get in front of me. I thought that I could find a clear road ahead, but I found stoplights instead. I was wrong. Baby, took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with those unexplained drones flying in the sky above the East Coast. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Ocean County, New Jersey, with Sheriff Michael Mastronardi.
We went along with their drone unit as they conducted their investigation.
If they didn't put their lights on, they would be looking, right?
Right.
And they're putting their lights so they want you to see.
Their tactical drones easily outmaneuvered by the mysterious objects in the sky.
That drone sped away at reportedly 60 miles an hour. Our drones only go 40.
New Jersey's governor has asked the Biden administration to put more resources into the ongoing investigation of those mysterious drones. President-elect Trump weighing in as well in a post on Truth Social. He wrote to the federal government, "Let the public know and now." Otherwise, he called for the drones to be shot down. A major cyber attack in Rhode Island.
Governor Dan McKee.
As part of this investigation, today we discussed.